Well, good morning to you again, and here we are ready to start another week of morning devotions with Pastor Mark, and it is February the 11th, 2019. Today we're going to start with a simple passage of Scripture. Mark 11:22 says, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God." Last week, when we kind of finished up the week talking about prayer, I read this text of Scripture, and if you remember, I said that this week that I thought I might talk about faith. And the reason that is because faith is key in our walk with Christ. The Scripture is so simple, yet so profound. In this event, Peter is so surprised that the tree which Jesus cursed the day before has withered at its roots. Can you hear what Peter's saying? Can you hear the shock and amazement that's in Peter's voice? Mark 11:21 says, "And Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away." But can you hear Peter saying that with shock and amazement? He's saying, "Hey, Jesus, that tree that you cursed yesterday, it's dried up. What's up with that? Just yesterday, and now it's dried at the roots." You can hear the shock and amazement that was in Peter's voice. And then you come to the response of Jesus. And the response of Jesus, so classic. "Have faith in God." I mean, and it's almost like, yeah, what did you expect? Why does that surprise you? I'm God. I have all power in heaven and earth. All things are possible to him who believes. Just have faith. I mean, that's what I see happening. But is it really that simple? Can we just have faith in God? I think the answer to that question is yes. He is God. He is the Creator. He is Almighty. And besides, who else are you going to have faith in? No one else has the power to accomplish what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants. The most talented person in this world has limitations. Let's think about a surgeon. You might be the most world-famous surgeon, and you're going in for a surgery, and that world-famous surgeon has limitations. There's a limit to his ability. There's a limit to his knowledge. There's a limit to anything that man can do. Even the richest man on earth has limitations. And even when we study the Word of God, we find the greatest nation has limitations. And the reason is because they're human. They're on this earth. Yet God, he is infinite. He has no limits. There are no limits to his power. There are no limits to his ability. His wisdom has no limits. There is no limits to his presence. We can have faith in God because we know who he is. You know, early in my pastorate, I had this saying that our faith can be no larger than our concept of who God is. In other words, if we don't have a very big concept of who God is, we can't have a very large faith. But if we have a huge concept of who God is, if our understanding of God is that he is infinite, then our faith can be a huge faith. If you place limits on God, then you are placing limits on your faith. So simply have faith in God. Also the commandment, have faith. To believe in. It's not to believe that God can do, but believe God will do. And so just as a way of illustration, I saw this. It goes like this. One winter morning, a poor little orphan boy of 6 or 8 years begged a lady to allow him to clean away the snow from her door. The lady responded, "Do you get much to do, my little boy?" The boy replied, "Sometimes I do, but often I get very little." The lady then asked, "And are you never afraid that you will not get enough to live on?" The child looked perplexed a moment and then answered, "Don't you think God will take care of a little boy if he puts his trust in him and does the best he can?" So you see, having faith is simply putting your trust in God and depending on him. Have faith in God. So this week, I ask you to simply have faith in God. Just trust in him. So this week, Lord, I ask you to help us have faith in you. I pray that you will help us to trust in you. Help us to know that we can have faith in you in all things. Help us to see that having faith is not some difficult task. It is simply trusting you. Trusting in God, who he is, and knowing that he is working in our lives. Thank you for being a God who we can trust. In the name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. And as we said this week, simply have faith in God. When you're faced with circumstances you don't know how to handle, have faith in God. When you're faced with a trial which seems a large, have faith in God. No matter the circumstance or the situation that you're facing this week, simply have faith in God. I pray this gets your week off to a good start. It's good to see you again. Pastor Mark Campbell saying, have a great day.